Hello, this is Joe Allgrant. I'm the upper school principal at Dwight Englewood. And this is the first of a series of podcasts that we're going to do for eighth grade families, both eighth grade families who are coming from the Dwight Englewood Middle School, and especially welcoming those families, about 50 of you who are coming from other schools in the area. In a world that wasn't in the middle of this kind of a crisis, we would be having live meetings to talk about a lot of these things. But since we're not able to do that, we thought that sending you some podcasts for you to listen to and think about would be useful. And then we'll have some Zoom meetings later on where we can talk more in depth. So there are going to be three of these, at least as of now. The first one, which we'll start in a minute, is about transitions, just transitions in general and transitions into high school. The second one will be more about the specifics of our curriculum and how we make placement decisions and the kinds of courses that your children will be taking in the ninth grade and overall in the high school. And then the third one will be about the co-curricular program. In each of these, we'll have a guest speaker who will help us understand these different parts of the transition and what it means to be in high school. We're going to start with the kind of the big picture of transition, which for me is a very important piece, which is why we're starting with it. I'm really a firm believer that transitions are important, and that a smooth transition, or as smooth as possible, into a new school really sets students up for the best four-year course. And this really is both for students who have been in our school for a while and for students who are just entering now from, as we've said, lots of different other places. So I have with us here Lisa Whitner. Lisa Whitner is our Director of Social and Emotional Learning and a real expert in these kinds of matters. So Lisa, talk for a minute, if you will, about what transition means to you and its importance.
Sure, thanks so much. Hi, everyone. One of the things I was most struck by, actually, when I started myself at Dwight Englewood, which was 5 years ago, was the priority that it does truly place, on the social-emotional aspect of learning. And there's been lots of research done over the last many years about how our social and personal connections and our sense of self impact student learning. And, you know, the word community is often used in schools, and what I found at Dwight Englewood is that is taken seriously in the sense that it really is a priority. So this idea of transitioning into high school is of critical importance, so that as students come into the high school, they have a lot to acclimate to. They're figuring out how to manage the academic rigor that they're suddenly confronting in a great way. They're figuring out how to balance all of their activities and extracurriculars, and they're figuring out how to become part of a community. And my sense at Dwight Englewood is that we really work very hard to help usher students in a way that provides a very solid footing for them and connects them quickly with upper class people. So 11th and 12th graders in one of our mentor programs, with advisors, with deans, and we'll probably get into detail in a minute, but I think that's a really critical piece of that transition into high school, so that students feel connected quickly and can then settle in and focus in on their learning.
Yeah, agreed. You know, and the truth is that ninth graders in lots of ways are just large eighth graders. And some of them are very tall, and some of them are not so tall, and some of them are very mature, and some of them are not so mature, and they flip on a dime from one to the other. So really, we are working with a whole new, a whole set of individuals who are very much in their own transition, not to mention the one coming into school. So there's the academic transition to talk about. There's kind of the social emotional transition to talk about, you know, we really will start this in, well, we're starting it today, actually, as you listen to this. And we will move forward, because we would love for all students to feel somewhat connected to the school, especially if you're coming from the outside, by the time we actually start class on September 8th, which is our opening class day. We will start After we finish these podcasts, with some meetings and some moments where we bring the eighth graders from Dwight Englewood and the eighth graders who are coming in from outside into some just really some transition and kind of meet everybody sessions that we are going to organize for later in May. With the idea being that when people go off for the summer, they have some idea of who their new classmates are going to be. And then Lisa, what are the things we do at the beginning of the year that will help students transition in?
So I think there are a couple of things. It sort of, to me, breaks down into a couple of pieces. One big piece, I think, are the ways we help students feel known and seen. And I think at a school our size, we have the luxury of having lots of people, lots of adults and older students to help the ninth grade come in and feel really known and seen. So we have a program, and all of this is now under the umbrella of what we're calling the Human Development Department, which is really a place where all of these programs live so that we can coordinate them well from one to the next. And so our mentor program, which has been in existence for a while, but is continually being refined to better support students, is a program where 11th and 12th graders work to help usher in and transition in the ninth graders. So they meet them, you know, through an email a couple of days before school starts. They get trained, the mentors get trained on how to run an orientation program for the ninth graders. And then the day before school starts, we usher in those ninth graders with a special orientation. So they have some time, sorry, it's actually the first day of school. They have about 4 hours where they're just together as a ninth grade working with the mentors. They get a mentor tour of the school, which has, I'm sure, some things on it that, you know, teachers don't always think about to mention. They do some games and icebreaker activities, and it's really a time for them to get to know students at the school that they can continue a relationship with over time. And those mentors, we have two mentors for each ninth grade advisory group, become their mentors for the entire ninth grade year. So each ninth grader has not only a dean for their grade, an advisor for a small group of 10 to 12 students, but they also have mentors who come into their advisory program every other week to connect with them, answer questions, and talk to them about the upper school and ways that they can become more and more connected to it. So that's one program, our mentor program. The advisory program also lives in this Human Development Department. And so again, each ninth grader has an advisor. That's another way that we have to make sure that all of the ninth graders come to feel really known and seen. And so in this small group of 10 to 12 students that meets three times a week, they have time to ask questions, they have time to get some extra help from an advisor, they work on very nuts and bolts things like scheduling, they might talk about exams and things like that. And then they also, it's a real social emotional time as well. They do a lot of activities to get to know one another as a group. And we talk a lot about how while they may not all be friends in the larger community, they may not gravitate towards one another, this is a chance for them to get to know students across a lot of differences, which is really important to us as well. So the advisory program is a very important piece of all of that. And with one thing I would love to add is that one way we start the year off for both mentors and advisors to get to know their groups even better is our fall retreat. So every year we go, you know, and we're hoping all will go well for this coming year in this unknown environment. They go for 2 days to the Princeton Blair Town Center to be out in nature and to do lots of different outdoor activities with the people there who run the activities. And then they have that time to get to know their advisors and their peer mentors. And that is a really important way we kick off the year for them. And we have students, you know, I have 12th graders in the mentor program who reflect back on their ninth grade year and how, well, oh, I didn't want to go, I thought it was gonna be so corny and so silly, how actually that was a time that they really connected with their advisory groups, with other students in the grade, because it's only the ninth grade. It's a time when incoming new students really get to know students who were maybe at Dwight Englewood in middle school or even earlier. And so they really reflect back on what an important formative part of their ninth grade year it was and how it really kept some bonds for them created and helped them maintain some important bonds throughout the 4 years, particularly with the advisor mentors and their groups. So that's one other program. And I would say the ninth grade seminar is another important piece of this transition in. So the ninth grade seminar is a year-long class that meets 2 days a week. And for the entire first 2 months of school, the focus of that program really is on the transition into high school. So students, one of the things we do is we do a tour of the school, but this has a very specific purpose. We go meet the school counselor, we meet the school nurse, we go to the learning center, we go into the dean's office, we go and find out where Mr. Algren's office is. And all of that is to sort of normalize and familiarize students with all of these places so that later on in the year, they, you know, somebody may say, why don't you check out the learning center? And not only do they know where it is, but they've met the people who work in there, and it no longer becomes sort of a scary place where, you know, people only go if they can't keep up with their academic work. It becomes, you know, a place where people go for extra support, and they've already met the folks there who are, you know, clearly very supportive and eager to work with them. Same with meeting Mr. Algren in his office. They're not there for any problematic reason. They're there just to get to know all these folks who are there to support them. So that whole 2 months of that program, I think, is really all about transitions. How do you email a teacher if you have a concern or question? How do you go to their office hours? All of those kinds of things. So I could go on and on, but you can let me know, Mr. Algren, where I should pause.
No, I think that's, you know, that's great. Because one thing to remember is that high school is new for everyone. So I know for some of you who have been in the school for a while, or even if you've had other students come through our upper school, every child is different, every experience is different. And so we really try to have everybody start with the same kinds of orientation. And that includes parents as well. We believe that we need to orient families into the school as well as the students. So we do have three different orientation programs for parents that take place over the first few weeks. We will have, really right when classes start, I think on the third day of school, we'll have our first orientation that lets you meet your child's advisor. And we'll talk in very specific terms at that point about what the school day looks like, what your kids are up to, and how you might be helping them, and what to be looking out for as they begin. About 10 days later, we'll have a specific orientation program, actually just about the mathematics program, because our mathematics is taught in this topics-based problem-solving manner that will be new for many of the students, both in our school and from outside. And that's worthy of a session where we help parents understand what we're doing, how we're doing it, and how they can help. Because even the ones who are smartest at math have a hard time when a child comes with a question that doesn't seem to be easy to answer, even though you can get the answer to the problem. And then the third orientation is our whole high school back to school night, where you'll actually meet all the teachers and be able to see what the curriculum is class by class. Because orientation for parents is, like I said, just as important. The other thing to think about, and we will talk about this more next time, is that the faculty itself, who teach them these ninth grade courses, are very well experienced and well-versed in how to take bunches of students who are coming from very different backgrounds with very different experiences, and kind of start to mold them into the kinds of students who will succeed in our high school. Well, actually, we think you're all going to succeed, or you wouldn't be here. But there are particular ways that for ninth graders that the teachers work to help scaffold the information. But I think those are the things we'll get to in our next edition. So please stay tuned. Lisa, any last words?
I was just going to add one piece, which I think, you know, to connect this to where we are right now in real time. I think one of the things that has been striking to many of us and the faculty, we've talked a lot about it and in our dean's group, are how even in these times doing school online, all of the connections that we built over all of these months are really keeping us right now and holding students. And so all of that work we put in, you know, into the ninth grade for all of these months with the mentor program, the seminar classes, the advisory program, students are saying right now that they still feel connected. They feel really grateful for, you know, having our morning meetings still all together online and to meeting with their advisors. And I think that's because we did all of that work earlier on in the year. And I think it really speaks to how important those connections are in a time like this when we see, you know, how strained things are. So, yeah.
Yep, I think that's actually true. So we're pleased to, you know, to see that this works in real life. So I just want to thank you for listening. Thank you for deciding to trust your children to us for the next 4 years in the upper school. Welcome to all of you. There are, I think, 50 new families coming into the school to join between 80 and 85 who are coming over from the middle school. So it's a very healthy growth when we get to the ninth grade that I think both the kids coming in don't feel that they're isolated, and the kids who are welcoming new students are happy to have new friends to make. So we look forward to welcoming you all first sometime later on in May, and then certainly in the fall. So thanks very much, and we will be in touch soon.